Now 5 years is nothing in a man's life except when he is very young and very old. And if it gave to Wan Lung these others, it took away also that old dreamer, his uncle, whom he had almost forgotten except to see that he and his old wife were fed and clothed and had what they wished of opium. On the winter of the 5th year, it was very cold, more cold than any 30 years before, so that for the first time in Wan Lung's memory the moat froze about the wall of the town, and men could walk back and forth on it. A continual icy wind blew also from the northeast, and there was nothing, no garment of goatskin or fur, that could keep a man warm. In every room in the great house they burned braziers of charcoal, and still it was cold enough to see a man's breath when he blew it out. Now Wan Lung's uncle and his wife had long since smoked all the flesh off their bones, and they lay day in and day out on their beds like two old dry sticks, and there was no warmth in them. And Wan Lung heard his uncle could not sit up even any more in his bed, and he spat blood whenever he moved at all, and he went out to see, and he saw there were not many hours left for the old man. Then Wan Lung bought two coffins of wood good enough, but not too good, and he had the coffins taken into the room where his uncle lay that the old man might see them and die in comfort, knowing there was a place for his bones. And his uncle said, his voice a quavering whisper, "Well, and you are a son to me, and more than that wandering one of my own." And the old woman said, but she was still stouter than the man, "If I die before that son comes home, promise me you will find a good maid for him, so that he may have sons for us yet." And Wan Lung promised it. What hour his uncle died, Wan Lung did not know, except that he lay dead one evening when the serving woman went in to take a bowl of soup, and Wan Lung buried him on a bitter cold day when the wind blew the snow over the land in clouds, and he put the coffin in the family enclosure beside his father, only a little lower than his father's grave, but above the place where his own was to be. Then Wan Lung caused mourning to be made for the whole family, and they wore the sign of mourning for a year, not because any truly mourned the passing of this old man who had never been anything but a care to them, but because it is fitting so to do in a great family when a relative dies. Then Wan Lung moved his uncle's wife into the town where she would not be alone, and he gave her a room at the end of a far court for her own, and he told Cuckoo to supervise a slave in the care of her, and the old woman sucked her opium pipe and lay on her bed in great content, sleeping day after day, and her coffin was beside her, where she could see it for her comfort. And Wan Lung marveled to think that once he had feared her for a great fat blowsy country woman, idle and loud, she who lay there now shriveled and yellow and silent, and as shriveled and yellow as the old mistress had been in the fallen house of Huang.